Okay, welcome back. As usual, please find a firm chair, such as an office chair or kitchen chair without wheels, and if possible, without much padding. If you're wearing glasses, take them off and sit down. Have your arms and legs uncrossed, feet on the floor. And notice where your feet are relative to your knees. That is, are your feet directly under your knees, forming a straight line of sorts? Or are they further out or further in? And how are your knees pointing? Are they straight up? Or are they slightly out to the side or perhaps pointing inward somewhat? And it could be useful to try some variations of your sitting posture so that you can notice how posture affects, so you can notice how the placement of your feet and knees affects your back and spine and the rest of yourself. Can you place your feet farther away from yourself on the floor? Farther away, and then notice what's different? What does having your feet farther out do to your stability? What does it do to the rounding of your back and your position on the chair? Does it make you feel less comfortable, more comfortable? And can you move your feet out just a little bit more? And what does that do to your sitting? Do you like having your feet there or not? And now make it so that your feet are directly under your knees as much as comfortable, if that's comfortable for you. Directly under your knees, you might even want to look. And then what happens now? Many people seem to sit up straighter in their chair when they do that. What happens for you? And what if you were to put your feet closer to the chair, closer to your body, so that they were not directly under your knees? Then what happens? What does that do to your posture? And more importantly, what does it do to your comfort? So find some variations. Find a place to have your feet. For most people, it's directly under their knees, but find a place where you can feel the most supported. Good. Now let's start the main body of the session. What I'd like you to do is look up a little bit and then look down. Look a comfortable amount up the wall or whatever space is in front of you, and then down towards the floor. Just find an easy and simple way to look down and look up. So you're not just moving your eyes, you're moving your head. And you're staying well within the range of comfort. Remember, no straining. Do less than you know that you can do. And as you move, notice what happens in your head, what happens in your neck, your shoulder blades, what happens in your chest, what happens in your spine. What do you feel moving? What doesn't move? Good. Now stop that. And what I'd like you to do is put your hands in front of you where you can see them and interlace your fingers together as if you wanted to create a little bowl or a basket or a hammock of some sort. And take your interlaced hands and put them on the back of your head. Not on your neck, not on the top of your head, but on the back of your head. And with your hands on your head, as you did before, lower your head and look down. And then come back up to the middle. And then look up. And continue to do this. Look down, and then come back up to the middle, and then look up. Feeling what happens with your hands behind your head. How does that affect how you sense the movement? How does that affect the movement in your spine, your shoulders? Again, only doing a comfortable amount, only doing the amount that is comfortable for you to do. Is there more movement in your shoulders or perhaps your neck? Or is it that you're just feeling them differently with the feedback from your hands? How does your pelvis move differently? How about the pressure of your feet on the floor? That's nice. And are your eyes moving along as well? That is, do your eyes look down as your head goes down? And do your eyes look up as your head goes up? Try that. And find a way to allow your spine, your ribs, your shoulders to move more as you do this. So can you find a way that so that you're not just looking, it's not just that your head is tilting on your upper neck, but that your entire spine is getting involved with the movement a little bit, only as far as it is comfortable. Okay, that's enough. Please stop. Bring your hands and arms down and just rest. Rest for a moment. Notice your contact with the chair. Notice how your feet are on the floor. And without your hands on your head, just look up and down a few times and notice what's different. Are you moving further? Is your spine somehow getting more involved? Is your back getting more involved? Is it easier, simpler? What do you notice? And we actually haven't done that much, so if you're not feeling anything, that's fine. And now interlace your fingers again. Please interlace your fingers, put them behind your head. Behind your head, not on your neck. And look up and down again. And this time, as you look up and down, be conscious of moving your eyes with the movement. In fact, you might even want to lead the movement with your eyes. So look up with your eyes, and then the head follows along. Look down with the eyes, and then the head follows along. And now, in good Feldenkrais fashion, we're going to break up that movement. So can you continue to do the movement with your head going up and down, but move your eyes in the opposite direction? So as you move your head up, your eyes actually look down. As you move your head up, your eyes actually look down. Gently, gently. And then as you move your head and upper body down, your eyes gently look up. Very gently. You're probably going to have to make the movement a little bit smaller. That's fine. And you want to feel the ease of doing less. Less that you know that you can do. Because again, we're not stretching or doing exercise here. Move your head and eyes in opposite direction. Good. Stop that now, and then move your eyes along with your head. So as you turn your face up, you look up. And as you turn your face down, you look down. Go with the movement. Eyes and head moving in the same direction. Very nice. And please stop. Lower your hands and rest. Notice your breathing. Notice your feet on the floor. The contact of yourself with the chair. And if you feel any strain or any tension, is that an indication that you did too much? Or was there strain and tension before and now it's less somehow? And once again, do the original movement of simply looking up and down. And notice, how far up do you see easily compared with the beginning? And what do you feel moving differently in your body? Most people initially do the movement in the head and neck. They're just moving the head and neck. And as they move through the session, more parts of their self become involved. The spine, the ribs, the shoulders. Even the pelvis and legs getting involved, even if just slightly. And please stop. Please stop. You know, chronic pain in the back and in other parts of ourself and the neck are often created, especially when sitting, by inefficient movement patterns of which we're not aware. And this is so true for those of us. If you're like me, you spend a lot of time working on a laptop, at the computer. We kind of get these frozen positions. We very often get frozen in bad posture. So as you do these Feldenkrais sessions, you begin to move better, and the pain and strain can often just disappear. Or often it just is reduced dramatically. But it's not just about the pain melting away. What you have access to is more relaxed states, easier movements. You find it easier to sit, to concentrate. Your sleeping may improve. All right, now interlace your fingers behind your head again. Interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And then drop your head and look down. That's nice. And then raise your head and look up gently. As you do that, notice what happens to your arms and your elbows. Are your elbows moving at all, or are you keeping them straight? They probably should be moving a little bit. So as you drop your head down, let your elbows come closer together. And when you look up, allow them to open up. Well, a comfortable amount. That's nice. As you drop your head down, your elbows come closer together. As you look up, your elbows open up a bit. And notice what's happening with your eyes. Are they still involved in the movement? Now stop for a moment in a neutral position, so you're looking straight ahead. And do the movement only with your eyes. So move your eyes up towards your forehead and down towards your chin without moving your head or arms or the rest of yourself. Do that a few times, very gently. Move only your eyes up and then down. And notice what happens. Do you feel something going on in your neck? Something going on in your spine? Good. Now let's go back to doing the movement together. That is, you lower your head and look down. But I'd like you to concentrate on folding a little bit. So you lower your head, look down, and you fold yourself. It's like you're turning yourself into a C. Your elbows come slightly together, your head goes down, your spine bends. So the weight of your hands, you can think of the weight of your hands on your head, pulling your head down a little bit. Then, of course, raise again. And then as you raise, feel your spine creating a C in the opposite direction. Feel yourself getting taller. Good. And now the next time that you fold down, the next time that you bend down, your elbows go down, your head goes down, stay bent over. Stay in a bent over position. And without moving your head or arms, move your eyes gently up and down. So you're bent over, your hands are on your head, you're in a kind of a C-shaped curve, your head is down, probably looking down somewhere towards the floor if you have space. And you're moving your eyes, only your eyes, gently up and down. And please, make sure there's no tension in your neck, no strain. If there is strain in your neck or back, move your head up a little bit. Okay, only moving your eyes up and down. And what do you notice? Does the movement of your eyes seem to affect the movement of the rest of yourself? When you move your eyes down, does it seem like your head wants to move further down? When you move your eyes up, does it seem like you have to fight this urge to just straighten up? Good. And again, start the movement of moving your head and spine up and then coming back down. And be very conscious of bringing the rest of yourself into the movement. Move your whole spine and back and eyes as you look up towards the ceiling and the elbows open up. And then as you look down, you come down, your eyes move down, your spine folds, your elbows come closer together. That's nice. Now as you do the movement, do you notice that as you move down, your shoulders come apart a bit? And as you move up, they seem to come together a bit? How about accentuating that movement? So squeeze your shoulders together as you move up and look up. And then as you come back down, pull your shoulders. That's nice. Pull your shoulders out as you look down and the elbows come together. I can tell you, just imagining that movement, I feel relaxation in my body. Good. And do whatever you can to make this a full body movement, opening and folding, making it easy, making it smooth. Good. And now the next time you look up towards the ceiling, if you're looking up towards the ceiling, maybe you're just looking up somewhere on the wall, find a comfortable place and then stop. A place where you can gently hold yourself for a while. And in this position, move your eyes up and down gently and slowly without moving your head or spine or the rest of yourself. You're moving only your eyes up a little bit more and then down. That's nice. Noticing the sensations in your back as you do this, in your spine, your neck. Very nice. Good. Now please stop. Lower your hands, put them on your lap and rest. Notice how you're sitting right now. How do your feet feel on the ground? Do they feel lighter, heavier? How are your knees oriented? How was the feeling of weight carried down through your body? If you were to draw an imaginary line down the middle of yourself, would you feel more weight on your left side or on your right side? Don't try to change anything, just notice. What do you feel in your eyes, in your face, in your back? And again, do that movement that we did in the beginning, which is just looking up. And then looking down and find the easiest, comfortable way to do that movement. And notice how easy and comfortable you're moving. Good. And once again, please interlace your fingers, put them behind your head, and continue doing that same movement of looking up and down. Having your hands on the head create an invitation of sorts for the body to follow along. You notice as you look up and down, your head moves, your shoulder moves, your spine moves. Where is this movement comfortable in your spine? Where is it not so comfortable? Where do you feel your spine moves easy? Where do you feel it doesn't move easy? Now drop your head down a comfortable amount and leave it there. Drop your head down, drop your head and arms down a comfortable amount and leave them there. And in this position, very gently rock your pelvis a little bit forward on the chair and then backwards. So you can think of your pelvis being a basketball or something, and you rock it forward and then you rock it back. If anything hurts or strains or feels painful, stop immediately or do less. And just roll forward and back. Ah, it's nice. And feel what's going on in your lower back, your middle back, your upper back. Find a gentle way to rock your pelvis. Don't stretch it. Don't strain. You could just rock it a millimeter back and a millimeter forward and you'd be fine. Good. Now, as you roll your pelvis back, can you suck in your stomach? That is, exaggerate the movement of your lower spine by sucking in your stomach. Then as you roll your pelvis forward, can you push your stomach out? Push your stomach out as if it were a balloon, back and forth, in and out, including the movement of your stomach. Noticing as you rock your pelvis what happens in your arms, your head, your legs. Good. And then when you're ready, as you roll back and forth, find a way to do the initial movement. So as you roll, perhaps as you roll your pelvis forward, you find a way to extend yourself and open up and look up towards the ceiling. And then as you roll the pelvis back, you find a way to fold back down. So do the movement of looking up towards the ceiling and then down towards the floor, if that's comfortable for you. So you're not holding your head in one position, you're opening up and you're folding. Opening up and folding. Good. Now stop for a moment and, well, actually stop and rest. Lower your hands and arms and rest. Good. And now interlace your fingers. Put your hands behind your head. And this time we're going to find a way to bring our breathing into the movement. Now, I'm not suggesting in normal life that you do these movements, that you breathe in a certain way or that this is the right way to do it. We just want to add in the breathing to see how it affects things. So your hands are interlaced and behind your head. Stop for a moment. And at some point, when you breathe out, as you breathe out, can you lower your head and arms and make that curve? And then when you breathe in, can you open up? So as you breathe out, you fold. And as you breathe in, you open up. Of course, this is going to change the rhythm of the movement and how you do it. And notice, does using your breath in this way make the movement simpler or easier? What do you notice? Good. And the next time you come back to the middle, stop. And then wait to breathe in. And as you breathe in, fold. As you breathe in, fold down. And then as you breathe out, open up. And how does that affect the movement? Just notice. Good. And the next time you come back to the middle, stop. And at some point, as you breathe out, can you lower your head and arms and make that curve? And then when you breathe in, can you open up? So as you breathe out, you fold. And as you breathe in, you open up. Good. And then stop. And let's do a few movements of curling up and unfolding and reverse the movement of the eyes. So you look up towards your forehead as you move the head down. and look down towards the floor as your head moves up. It's a strange movement, so do it gently. Try it a couple of times. Your eyes moving in the opposite direction of your head as you fold and open up. Doesn't matter. You don't have to do it good. You don't have to do it well. Just have your eyes moving in the opposite direction of your folding. Good. Now switch back to the normal way. Your eyes moving with the movement. So as your head moves down, you look down. As your head moves up, you look up. Does that make it easier? And then can you switch back to moving your head and eyes in opposite direction? So as your head goes down and you fold down, you look up. As you extend and open up, you look down. And then switch back to having them go together. Can you find it easier to switch? Good. Now stop. Come back to a neutral position. And just do the movement once or twice without thinking. Fold and then extend. Fold and then extend. Find the way that's the most pleasurable and easy for you to do that movement. That's nice. And please stop. Lower your arms and rest. Noticing your contact with the floor, your contact with yourself, your contact with the chair. Any sensations in your eyes and face, and neck, and shoulders. If you feel strain, it's probably not a good idea. That probably means you did too much. I know that it might seem like that's my fault, like I'm asking you to do a lot, but you can actually do what I'm asking you to do. It could be just the barest hint of a movement. It could be just a couple of millimeters. It could be just the thought. You don't have to strain. You know, I do exercise, I run, I work out from time to time. I'm a very active person. But within the context of these Feldenkrais sessions, I'm learning. I'm not stretching. I'm not straining. And I get more out of them, and I think you will too. Okay, and one last time, can you look up towards the ceiling and down towards the floor without your hands? That's nice. Look up and down. Find the gentle, smooth, pleasurable way to do that. And we'll go ahead and end for now. It could be useful for you to stop the session and then get up and walk around a little bit. And still focusing on the changes, perhaps do something in your environment. Pick up a coffee cup or, you know, reach down to touch your shoes or tie your shoes or reach up for a book in a bookshelf. And just notice how your movement flows through your body. Notice how this opening and folding movement isn't really about just opening and folding, but it's a sort of a core pattern, a primary pattern that we engage in all the time. Without even thinking about it, and how these subtle improvements that you have now can perhaps improve other movements in your daily life. Okay, enjoy. I'll see you in the next session.